if I can find some people. Again, Dusty's going to be our net controller, but CQCQ looking for check-ins for this Wednesday night Liberty Net.
November 3, Whiskey Papa.
Okay, Bob, I'm back on frequency. This is KG4ZXC.
I think I heard Mr. Mo, but I'm not sure. Let me try again. Mr. Mo, is that you out there?
WCGIO out here.
W3, WPD.
Papa Delta.
I got Mr. Frank, Whiskey 2 GIO, and Tim, who was the other person you said?
November 3, Whiskey, Papa, and Delta. His name is Dean. Delta Echo, November. Delta Echo Alpha November, Dean.
Alrighty, I have Dean in. I don't hear him, so maybe Jesse does.
Who are we listening up for, Bob?
Do you hear the November 3 Whiskey Papa Delta? He's in Pennsylvania, Delaware County, Mr. Dean.
November 3, Delta Papa Whiskey Station, KG4ZXC, you copy the station.
N3, I do copy. My name is Dean. In Thornton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you're very light, even on my receive. I can tell you're there, but I will not be able to make out this call, Bob. So, bear with us. Maybe the band will get better here in a little bit, sir.
I may be able to pick up W2GIO.
Okay, yeah, see if you can, Mr. Frank. Thanks for being there.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania station, come back again and go slow, okay? W2GIO, go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Dean. November 3, Whiskey, Papa Delta.
Okay, I got 3 Whiskey Papa Delta. Is that K, W, or what? 3 Whiskey Papa Delta.
November 3, Whiskey okay. Papa Delta.
November 3, Whiskey, Papa Delta is the station.
I have him in Netlogger, Mr. Frank, but when it comes time for us to speak with him, we might have to pass it to you to do a little relay.
Okay, I'll be around.
Alrighty. Mr. Jesse, I'll pass it back to you to throw out the CQs and then let me know when you want me to open the door.
Okay, roger, Bob. Do me a quick favor. I got the logger to come up, but I don't know if it's going to hold tight. But, hey, do me a favor. Since it's up and running, put the relay over there in remarks for N3WPD so I can remember.
For that, okay, I know what you want me to do. You want me to put it in the AIM?
Well, I was going to get you just put it over here under remarks just so I can remember that Frank can relay them.
Okay, I'll put it there.
Yeah, my AIM, it keeps crashing every time I try to go in it. All right, very good. Thanks, Bob. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray and Charlie. And once again, I'm in the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania where Tom Wolf is still a punk. This is KG4ZXC once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am Jesse out of Pennsylvania here. And we're taking check-in, so anyone for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, your call sign, please.
KO4FE.
KO4FE. Mr. Bill, good evening, sir. And how's things down here in the neck of the woods?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Pretty hot today, but overall not bad. I expect it's probably similar up in your neck of the woods. Over.
Hey, roger, roger. Yeah, it wasn't too awful bad, but it did get a little warm on the evening side of things. But, hey, as long as I ain't dealing with it throughout the night, I'm okay with it. All right, thanks for being there, Mr. Bill. It looks like you're going to be number six on the log tonight. So thanks for being there, Mr. Bill. Hi, Clear with KO4FE. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am Jesse at KG4ZXNSC, and Mr. Bob out of Ohio. Also here tonight to run the net logger, KHJLY. And we're looking for check-ins. Anyone else for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Your call sign, please. Hey, very interesting. A lot of static crashes right now, so hopefully the band will get better. If it don't, who knows. All right, anyway, this is KG4ZXC looking for further check-in for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Alright, I will give one more call out and see if anyone else would like to join us for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, your net controller for the night, and we're looking for further check-in, so anyone else would like to join us before we start the net, please call now.
Kilo 4, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Okay, I heard a station in there very light, the Foxtrot Romeo station. Give me that call one more time and let me see if I can pull you out.
Kilo 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Romeo.
Okay, K4BFR, if I'm not mistaken. Name and location.
Hi, this is Michael. I'm down in Pushy Fork, North Carolina, Admin 3.
Okay, Michael, I think that's what you said. Let's see, and you're located, good golly, I'm trying to figure out where. Oh, you're in North Carolina. You're a little bit light, but I'll see how Bob's copying you. How you copy him, Bob?
I know you're talking to him, but he's really light to be up here.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mike, I'll come back to you, sir. You're on the list as number 7, and if you want to stick around, we'd greatly appreciate it. So hopefully the band will get better throughout the evening, sir, and thanks for being here. So K4BFR, if you hear me okay, give me a roger, roger.
Glad to be here, and I appreciate y'all letting me around. I'm going to ride along for a while if you don't mind.
Okay, I think you said you'd be riding along with us. All right, well, we'll come back around to you if that was you checking in. Yeah, the band is kind of flaky, so please bear with us. All right, this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and we're looking for further check-ins. Anyone else?
And 4 ROQ listening at this time there, just.
Okay, good evening, Mr. Larry. N4 ROQ. We'll put you down as listening mode for the time being, and hope things are doing well with you and the family down there.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Have a good night there. I'll
try to listen. All right. Roger, roger, Mr. Larry. Clear with N4 ROQ out of beautiful Tennessee. Yes, Mr. Larry. Let's see. Anyone else before I open the door to the net? Call now. Okay, Kilo Charlie 2 Echo Hotel, is was that your full call? Okay, we got it. Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo, we got you in there, sir, and thank you for coming by and here. We got you in there, Mr. Clint, out of the great state of, let's see, yeah, you're in Michigan. I thought that was who I was talking to. Anyway, not as bad as some of the other stations, but we got you in there, Clint. Okay, Mr. Clint, and we'll put you in monitoring mode tonight, and we appreciate you being there. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, and we'll be coming back around to you there, Clint. Thanks again, sir, for being there. All right, let's see. Mr. Moe, are you in there, sir? Kilo Delta Zero RSA, are you, you copy us over here, Mr. Moe? Are you out there? Okay, I'm not hearing Mr. Moe. If you're there, Mr. Moe, the band is not cooperating between, so I hope you're out there listening, sir. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Anyone else before we start the net? All right, very good. Well, thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Bob, let's go ahead and open the door to the net, sir. So take it away, Mr. Bob.
All righty, Jesse. Good evening to all participants on this 75-year Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor Messick, W1WCR. This is the ArianeNet, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great LibertyNet. I'll open the door by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all except Ashley Babbitt. With that being said, I'm going to give it to you, our net control, Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee, KAJOY.
Hey, very good, Bob, and everyone on the net tonight. It's good to hear everybody in there. We started out with a little bit of noise here, but I'm hoping it'll clear up throughout the night. Well, let's see. It has been an interesting week. A lot of information going on. These Democrats are still trying to pass multiple bills throughout the House that really make no sense to me why anybody can spend $1 trillion and still get nothing absolutely done. Well, anyway, I ain't going to start with that story tonight, but I will open it up with this off the Gateway Pundits. Thousands of Trump supporters chanting Trump, Trump, Trump greet Joe Biden at the Pennsylvania where he came through today. So, hey, thousands of Trump supporters greeted Joe Biden in Pennsylvania today. The Trump supporters lined the streets and with flags of USA and distressed USA flags and the F U Biden signs also as he drove by. Supporters were chanting Trump throughout the whole time. Joe Biden also traveled to eastern Pennsylvania on Wednesday to promote polarized American manufacturing that he is handing over to China. Just for the record, Joe Biden did not win Pennsylvania, guys. This fraudulent activity is only become to scratch the surface of what we're about to find out before too long, and it's just going to be a whirlwind when it finally picks up steam. But anyway, I got another story I'll add to that here in the near future. So let's take it away to Mr. Bob to open the first story of the night. Mr. Bob, so K-A-J-O-Y, you have the deck, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse. KC4ZX in the T, K-J-O-Y. Well, I'm sure a lot of you watch the Democrats and their part of a January 6th insurrection hearing. And I was amazed at the crying and whining of the officers. That really was embarrassing. And the House of Representatives, the guy that they took Jim Jordan away for, his whiny escapade. But it was interesting, the one officer in a suit, he repetitively called all the Trump supporters terrorists. Now, I'm telling you, that is not the normal way that officers would describe the different events. They were reading the events, and it's unique how they had one gentleman that was, I don't know, Hispanic, Asian, kind of a mix. They had a black man, a pretty large black man, who got all carried and whiny about how they took his pepper, and they took his taser, and he was electrocuted, and they took his magazine. He had a body camera. How come we don't see that footage? I want to see that footage where they were taking all those items, because he didn't say that his body camera was taken, and he did mention he had a body camera. The other guy with the beard, he has a neck tattoo that goes all the way up around his left ear, his jaw, and down his neck. Now, when you see a picture of him in uniform, because apparently he is a non-uniform wearing officer, he's in black BDUs with no patches and no badge. So I'm certain people didn't know who the hell he was. And then he, with theatrics, slammed his hand down about how it's disgraceful. Well, you know what? Let's interview the some 2,000 officers that dealt with the riot, the throwing of frozen water bottles, the throwing of Molotov cocktails, that were injured during the summer of rioting and protesting. Let's interview some of them, not these four scripted United States Capitol Police officers. They were a disgrace. I am sad to say they must be posing to get on CNN or to become a Democratic House of Representatives. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, back to you. KC4CX in the C. K-A-H-J-O-N-Y.
Hey, very good, Bob, and yeah, you're absolutely right. I've seen so many headlines and some of these quick clips, I guess you could say, that promote the left-leaning propaganda, you know, where they're sitting there whining and crying, just like you mentioned. And yeah, it's actually hilarious because these people are supposedly in charge. There's more common sense in most the American people that I know than any of these politicians or some of these people that D.C. police officers are put into. Just infuriates me so bad sometimes it ain't funny. But, you know, it amazes me that they're so unprofessional. For them to sit there and call us terrorists, you know, to me, that is one of the biggest insults. And you know what? That's all they want to do is insult the American people, because we know what side we're on. We're on the side of good and not evil. And that's all I can say with that. All right, thanks, Bob, K-A-J-O-Y. Let's take it down to Mr. Timothy. Mr. Tim, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Good evening, sir. Good to have you aboard tonight.
Good evening, Jesse. Good evening, Bob. Good everybody on the Liberty Net. It's great to be here. Do you have a hard time hearing N3WPD? I was able to copy him pretty clearly. And I find it interesting that the topic is basically an article I was reading out of the Epic Times. It's only a few paragraphs, if you'll indulge me. Let me read this to you. It's all about the National Police Association. Congress should investigate the 2020 riots, not the January 6th Capitol breach. National Police Association lobby group has said that the House's hearing into the January 6th incident is a politically motivated urging Congress to instead investigate left-wing riots that left numerous officers injured last year. Association spokeswoman Betsy Branter-Smith said in an interview that Congress should hear testimonials from thousands of officers who were injured during the demonstrations of riots, arsons, and other violence last year following the death of the hero George Floyd. The hero part I threw in there sarcastically, I hope you all realize. During the first hearing for the House Select Committee on January 6th, breach, four police officers offered testimony saying that the individuals who entered the Capitol made specific threats against them. People need to see that police officers go through horrible things, and January 6th was a horrible thing for some of those officers, said Smith as she told Fox News. But quite frankly, I find this whole January 6th commission a dog and pony show. It doesn't tell the whole story. Later, Smith questioned why the federal government hasn't provided more information about the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt, and one of the several Trump supporters who died during the incident, or raised questions about the video footage of Capitol Police officers' interactions with the demonstrators on January 6th. I felt like millions of Americans sat here watching the testimony thinking, wait, there are police officers who appeared to let some of the protesters in, she asked. Where is the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt? In fact, we aren't talking about Ashley Babbitt at all. Why? I mean, there is so much more there. My theory on the Ashley Babbitt shooting is it was actually probably an FBI or a CIA agent in a Capitol Police uniform sent in there to kill someone, and she was the unlucky one. On July 27th, one of the testifying officers told Daniel Hodges, who works for the Metropolitan Police Department, recounting being allegedly told, "You will die on your knees." Hodges said he was kicked in the chest and struck with something heavy on the head. The officers had clashed with the crowd in the Capitol. But Smith suggested that injuries those officers suffered likely paled in comparison to numerous officers who were injured during the riots of last year. We have a Las Vegas police officer who's still paralyzed from Black Lives Matter riots. We have thousands of police officers around the country who are retiring because of post-traumatic stress of the riots. The 2020 riots, we can't just say the whole George Floyd was bad and that the cops and what the cops had to deal with, and then watch these four weeping men talk about their experiences, ignoring thousands and thousands of police officers, ignoring their feelings and their experiences and their injuries. A recent analysis in the Epic Times in late June showed up major metropolitan police departments are struggling with hiring new recruits and dealing with the increase of retiring officers, quitting, and anti-police rhetoric and activism. Violent crime such as murders, rapes, and robberies have also spiked in the major cities. Almost done here. Last month, a Portland police officer Portland Police's Bureau's Riot Squad quit en masse after one of its officers was indicted on an assault charge. The arrest stemmed from violent demonstrations that roiled Oregon City last year. "It's heartbreaking," Smith said. "I have some cops who would never go back to Iraq and then continue to work on the street just because of the mass amounts of blood and bodies that we deal with that people don't see." The Office of Representative Bernie Thompson, Democrat, Mississippi, head of the Select Committee, didn't respond to a request to comment by the press at this time. So, interesting that the topic was brought up to talk about the Ashley Babbitt thing and her justice, and that you guys went to the riots on January 6th. That was not a problem today. So, everybody got something out of that, and I'll send it back to Mexico. KC3, protect the Constitution.
Hi, well, very good, Mr. Tim, and I tell you what, it's amazing. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's It's insurrection if any Trump supporters have any kind of activity going on, but it's peaceful protest if you're Antifa or BLM. Ain't that phenomenal? And you know, I wanted to bring this up while you're bringing up Ashley Babbitt. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Leroy Byrd is the alleged killer of Ashley Babbitt. Well, first of all, there ain't no alleging to it. It is fact. He killed this woman. And, you know, in one of the other articles I noticed there, Mr. Tim, that you know, they said there was multiple police officers standing behind Ashley Babbitt when she got shot in the neck. And I'm still trying to figure out how Lieutenant Michael Leroy Byrd can honestly aim his gun knowing that he could have hit one of his own officers, you know, and shot them instead of her. I mean, what a careless act of an individual to claim he's a trained officer, and yet this is the type of situation that happens. It's so amazing. Hey, thanks there, Mr. Tim, and it's good to hear you, sir, and thanks for your input. All right, let's move it down to Mr. Frank out of Fishkill. Thank you for being here, Mr. Frank. W2GIO. Take it away, sir.
Okay, W2GIO in good old Fishkill, New York. We don't kill any fish, but we catch them. And the killer's a stream through town. Anyhow, I don't have any particular news to report. I did have something interesting that happened. I ride my bicycle on a rail trail every year, which is a paved over railroad section that runs for 13 miles. And believe it or not, I lost my wallet. And thank God it was found by somebody, actually a police officer. And next thing I know, I got two phone calls and notes left on my house and my other car, and I got my wallet off. So there you go. So there's some blessings out there to be had. I was listening to some broadcast today. I listened to a guy that's on a program. His name is Gary Null, and he's a PhD in nutritional type stuff. But he's been very active with paying attention to the fake vaccine and the testing that supposedly would call a test that's really not a test. And apparently he had a woman on that's a very active investigative reporter. And I'm going to pay some more attention to that. I got to play it back again. But if anybody's curious, it's really worth listening to. He's part of this, there's a hippie radio station in New York, WBAI, and he comes on at noontime. And you can pick him up online if you go to WBAI, Whiskey Bravo Alpha India, WBAI. And he's on at noontime, and he's got a lot of good stuff that he reports, a lot about nutrition and keeping your immune system good. But he also gets into all of this stuff with the coronavirus and the phony test that goes on. He's interviewed the guy that actually developed the PCR test, and he has a bunch of people on that basically poo-poo all the stuff that's been done by Fauci and the rest of those people. So anyhow, it's good to hear, but you know, ultimately, what I think has to happen is, and I got to start doing this in my own town, is to get active politically and make sure that the people in my own town are not involved, you know, that are doing the right thing. And fortunately, most of the people in my town are Republicans, And so I think that, but I got to stay on top of it, because if I don't, you know, it's nice to hear news that said, you know, that we're investigating stuff, but, you know, I have to do it in my own town. Anyhow, back to net control. I'll be to GIO. I'll be listening.
Okay, roger, roger, and thank you for that, Mr. Frank. And, you know, I never said all officers are bad. I mean, we know quite a few of them out here that's really great people, and there's a lot out there. But you do have some bad apples, and you're lucky you found one that could return your wallet, because a lot of times it gets thrown in a lost and found, and good luck from that point on. But, hey, at least you lucked up. All right, thank you, Mr. Frank, and let me see if we can pick up the other individual. Mr., what was his name? I'm trying to look at it, but I don't see it. So, November 3, Whiskey Papa Delta, you copy KG4ZXE. Yes, sir, Mr. Frank, because I could tell he's in there, and I can make out bits and pieces of it when the band shifts around, but, yeah, I couldn't copy most of it. But, Mr. Dean, I'm going to let Frank sum it up for you in a short relay, so stand by, Dean. Take it away, Frank.
Okay, I made a couple of notes, and Dean, he's actually a retired police officer, and he was commenting that in his time, he's actually had to fire six policemen that didn't cut the mustard. And he says, in his area there, when they were looking to recruit police officers, they would have like 700 people apply, and now there's only maybe 35 people that apply. And he's not exactly happy with the quality of the people that are applying. So he says, you know, the good people, they're not getting the really good people. So anyhow, he's retired, so I suspect, he was pretty much a bit annoyed about the way things are going nowadays, and of course we understand why. Okay, WTGIO.
Okay, well, thank you for summing that up there, Mr. Frank, and yeah, I appreciate you relaying for sure. Yes, and Mr. Dean, hey, thank you for your service as a officer. And yeah, it's amazing that we can't get better people that's more qualified, or just people that have a little bit more integrity and honesty to them. And hey, we appreciate you being out there, Mr. Dean. Hey, thanks for being there and getting on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net with us. And hopefully the band will get better where we can hear you without relay. So, Mr. Frank, out of Thornton, Pennsylvania, clear with November 3, Whiskey Papa Delta. Thanks for being there, Mr. Dean, and we'll come back around to you if you're going to stick around. So hopefully you will. All right, moving down the list, KO4FB, you have the deck, sir. Take it away.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Jeffy. Yeah, we're on the damn crazy train, I'll tell you that. And it involves every damn thing.
Hey,
doesn't
man.
Matter what you look at. Pardon me. And everything's going nuts. And even including the medical schools. Wouldn't think they would go crazy because people's lives depend on it, but never say never when it comes to Marxist ideology. And here I got a headline here. This is an amazing story. Zero Hedge. Medical schools are now denying biological sex. Says, today we bring you another installment of Katie Herzog's ongoing series about the spread of woke ideology in the field of medicine. Her first story focused on the ideological purge at the top medical schools and teaching hospitals in the country. Wokeness, as one doctor put it, feels like an existential threat. Katie's latest reporting illustrates some of the most urgent elements of that threat. It focuses on how biological sex is being denied by professors, fearful of being smeared by their students as transphobic. And it shows how the true victims of that denial are not sensitive medical students, but patients, perhaps most importantly, transgender ones. Some of you may find Katie's story shocking and disconcerting and perhaps even maddening. You might also ask yourself, how has it all come to this? How has a radical ideology gone from the relatively obscure academic fringe to the mainstream in such a short time? These are among the questions that motivate this newsletter. We feel obliged to chronicle in detail and in primary accounts the takeover of our institutions by this ideology and the consequences of it. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this report here. That was the introduction. This gives an example of the kind of stuff that's being, or well, actually the behavior of these cowardly professors, really. They're denying their own, what they know to be true in order to be politically correct. And I can't help but call that cowardice. But anyway, getting into this report, it says during a recent Androchronology course at the top medical school in the University of California system, a professor stopped mid-sentence to apologize for something he said at the beginning of the class. He said, "I don't want you to think I am in any way trying to imply anything, and if you can summon some generosity to forgive me, I would appreciate it." Close quote, the physician says in a recording provided by a student in the class, whom I'll call Lauren. He says, "Again, I'm very sorry for that. I was certainly not my intention to offend anyone. The worst thing I can do as a human being is be offensive." This guy's either being sarcastic or he's one of the biggest wimps I ever heard to say that. "The worst thing I can do as a human being is to be offensive." Oh, God. His offense, using the term pregnant women. Can you believe that? He says, I said when a woman is pregnant, which implies that only women can get pregnant, and I most sincerely apologize to all of you. Oh, Jesus. We're really going, this country's going insane. It continues, it wasn't the first time Laura had heard an instructor apologizing for using language that to most Americans would seem totally inoffensive. Words like male and female. Why would medical school professors apologize for referring to a patient's biological sex? Because Lauren explains in the context of her medical school, acknowledging biological sex can be considered transphobic. When sex is acknowledged by her instructors, it's sometimes portrayed as a social construct, not a biological reality. Well, if it's a social construct, why is it that any pathologist investigating a murder case can tell the sex of a skeleton? Even if he's only got a few bones from that skeleton, he can tell at least if it's male or female. And in a lot of cases, they can even tell the race of the person. So how is it a construct? If a skeleton can be identified as male or female. Anyway, continuing, it says in a lecture on transgender health, an instructor declared, quote, biological sex, sex orientation, and gender are all constructs. These are all constructs we have created. That's a totally asinine statement. Not only for the comment, not only for the reasons that I just mentioned with identifying crime scene victims, but it's obvious that men and women are different. I mean, anybody that denies that is just out of their mind. Anyway, but this is what we got running everything now. In other words, some of the country's top medical students are being taught that humans are not like other mammals, a species comprising two sexes. The notion of sex they are learning is just a man-made creation. The idea that sex is a social construct may be an interesting debate in an anthropology class, but in medicine, the material reality of sex really matters, in part because the refusal to acknowledge sex can have devastating effects on patient outcomes. In 2019, the New England Journal of Medicine reported the case of a 32-year-old transgender man who went to an ER complaining of abdominal pain. When the patient disclosed he was transgender, his medical records did not. He was simply a man. The triage nurse determined that the patient, who was obese, was in pain because he'd stopped taking a medication meant to relieve hypertension. This was no emergency, she decided. She was wrong. The patient was, in fact, pregnant and in labor. By the time the hospital staff realized that, it was too late. The baby was dead. And the patient, despite his own shock at being pregnant, was shattered. To Dana Beyer, a trans activist in Maryland who is also a retired surgeon, such stories illustrate how vital it is that sex, not just gender identity, how someone perceives their gender, is taken into consideration in medicine. Dana Beyer said the practice of medicine is based on scientific reality, which includes sex, but not gender. Beyer said the more honest a patient is with their physician, the better the odds for a positive outcome. So this person that died while pregnant was actually a woman, but he told everybody he was a man, or it was a man, or she was a man, or well, I can't even talk about this stuff without getting confused. The denial of sex doesn't help anyone, perhaps least of all transgender patients who require special treatment, but Lauren says instructors don't discuss sex risk complaints from their students, which is why she thinks many don't. She said, I think there's a small percentage of instructors who are true believers. In other words, nutcases. They ought to be relieved of their professor duties, but most of them are just scared of the students, she says. And for good reason. Her medical school hosts an online forum in which students correct their instructors using terms like male and female or breastfeed instead of chest feed. Students can lodge their complaints in real time during lectures. And after one class, Lauren says she heard that a professor was so upset by students calling her out for using male and female that she started crying. Then there were petitions. At the beginning of the year, students circulated a number of petitions designed, as Lauren puts it, to name and shame instructors of wrong speak. One was delivered after a lecture on chromosomal disorders in which the professor used the pronouns he or her pronouns she and her, as well as the terms father and son, all of which, according to the students, are cis-normative. After the petition was delivered, the instructor emailed the class noting that while she had consulted with a member of the school's LGBTQ committee prior to the lecture, she was sorry for using such binary language. Another petition was delivered after an instructor referred to a man changing into a woman, which according to the students incorrectly assumed that the trans woman wasn't always a woman. But as Lauren points out, if trans women were born women, why would they need to transition? Well, anyway, this is, the article goes on, and it's quite lengthy, but I'll tell you, and you can get it on Zero Hedge. It's the headline is medical schools are now denying biological sex, but if you want to get a whiff of how crazy the colleges are right now, then go read this article. I mean, we're in la la land. This is going to have some bad outcomes. This is KO4FE. Here's another story that you didn't hear about, and you can guess why in a minute. 10-year-old held captive and tortured by teens for hours while their mother allegedly filmed and posted it on TikTok. A 10-year-old Elizabethtown, Tennessee girl was lured to a neighbor's home by being invited to come play. Instead, she was tortured and held captive by two teenagers for 5 hours while her mother allegedly filmed the violence. The mother of at least one of the girls, said to be 35-year-old Teresa Delgado, is accused of filming the torture and posting it to social media. Amazingly, she has not been arrested. Law Enforcement Today reports the two teenage juveniles have been arrested. Authorities have not yet arrested the mother, who allegedly filmed the beating. And he showed a picture of this girl. She's got a black eye and marks all over her face. And then a picture of them. They got a, looks like some kind of a strangulation device around her throat. They actually posted this to the internet on Facebook. Of course, Facebook ain't banning them. But I'm going to give you the spoiler here. The people that, the girl that was kidnapped is white. And the people that did this to her are black. That's why you're not hearing about it. I guarantee you if the races had been reversed, it would be all over the television. Joe Biden would drop whatever he's doing and be giving speeches on hate and white supremacy. But it says Callie, the white girl, was attacked all over her head, face, and body by fists and multiple objects. The mother alleges that she was also sprayed with bleach and humiliated. She wrote that the acts were all recorded by their mother, who did nothing to stop it. Photos show marks that look like the little girl was bound and whipped. Brittany O'Connell added that multiple videos of the assault were shared on social media, including Snapchat and TikTok. They made Callie clean up her own blood afterwards and taunted her about bleeding on them, she continued. The Elizabethtown Police Department came under intense scrutiny over the incident due to the fact that they'd responded to the victim's home on the day of the incident but didn't enact any arrests until 4 days afterwards. So anyway, there's a story that you didn't hear of. A 10-year-old white girl getting kidnapped by a black family, beaten up and punched and strangled. And it was all broadcast on Facebook, and the cops took 4 days to make an arrest. And they still haven't arrested the mother who recorded all of it and posted it to the internet. Just amazing. But this is what you're going to get now with this human garbage and agents of the devil in charge. Oh, here's one for you. This will make you laugh. Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer attacked and robbed near her Oakland Jack London Square home. I guess maybe, I don't know. She probably still wants to defund the police. I mean, she's been out of the Senate for a few years, but if you remember, she was always acting in lockstep with that other limousine liberal, Dianne Feinstein. Anyway, here's a story. It says former U.S. Senator from the state of California, Barbara Boxer, was assaulted in a robbery near her home in Oakland's Jack London Square on Monday. She says she is thankful she was not seriously injured. Boxer, 80, appeared calm when she told KTVU she was walking by herself while talking on her cell phone when she noticed the suspects about 30 seconds before it happened. Earlier in the afternoon, her personal Twitter account said that Boxer's cell phone was snatched by an assailant who managed to get away. The tweet was confirmed via email by Boxer's son, Douglas Boxer, an attorney. Boxer was pushed from behind by her attacker. The assailant then got into a waiting car with her belongings. I was just walking through this neighborhood that I love so much, Boxer said about her daily walks in the area. She said she noticed a black sedan double parked and that a young man came out of the car. Of course, no description of the so-called young man. She said, I tried to cross the street and get away, and he slammed me on the back and reached across me. He was behind me and grabbed my cell phone out of my hand, Boxer says. I said, how can you do this to a grandmother? I want to call my grandkids. Why are you doing this? He could care less and got into the car and sped away. So anyway, there you go. At least one liberal got a taste to defund the police. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC LibertyNet from KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Mr. Bill. Wow, you said it. It's a chaotic world we live in right now. And just a quick summary on everything. This is the land of the offended, guys, and that's what it is. And I still ain't figured out for the life of me, you know, how people can be so offended. You know what? It ain't that they're offended. They want to be a victim. Everybody out here wants to be a damn victim for something that just has no relevance to the fact. You know, we got all these transgenders and everything, and all these people are acting out there and claiming to be a man and a woman and all that. I just want to emphasize that back in the day, there was a place for these people that believed this type of shit. And they call them insane asylums. So, you know, what happened to the days when you didn't act like a duck, walk like a duck, and you thought you was a chicken? Well, you know, they done shock treatment on people like this for this so-called same problem that's going on right now. And, you know, I think we need to revert back to this type of status, because there's no way a man is going to have a baby unless it's a butthole baby, and that's called a turd. Alright, let's move on. I've had enough of that. Wow, that's enough to drive you crazy. Thanks, Bill. KF4FP. Moving down the list, K4BFR. Let's see, out of North Carolina. Mr. Michael, if you can copy me, I want to see if we can hear you, sir. So give it a try, sir.
I see that he went offline on that bugger, Jeff.
Okay, roger, roger. Thanks, Bob. I guess Mr. Michael didn't want to stick around, so thanks for being there anyway, if you're monitoring. So K4BFR is off of the list. Mr. Larry, N4RONRQ, out of beautiful Tennessee. Mr. Larry, are you with us tonight, or are you still in monitoring mode, sir?
Still monitoring here. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Larry, we'll move on down the list, and thank you for being there, and if there's anything we can do, you let us know. All right, clear with Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, which is in monitoring mode, so it goes to Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, and that's Mr. Clint out of the great state of Michigan. You still with us, Mr. Clint? Okay, roger, roger. Thank you, Bob. And Mr. Clint, we can tell some of the things you're saying, but it's not full copy tonight. Them static crashes are killing us down here as well. I know y'all got thunderstorms and everything rolling through the area, but I want to thank you for being there. And I'm sure some of the guys heard you, but I didn't get to copy everything, and my receive is limited here. But thank you, Mr. Clint, for being there and your input, sir. We'll come back around to you. I hope, if anything, you can copy us okay. So KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, thank you, Mr. Clint, for being there tonight, and we'll get back around to you. It is the bottom of the list, so everybody please stand by 1 second. Let's check for any late check-ins. Any late check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? I'm KG4ZXC, Net Control, taking check-ins. Alright, if there's any station out there that is trying to check in, I want to remind you that the S units here is above 9 at times, so if you're not running a little bit of help tonight, the band is not in the great shape, so please, if I do not respond to you, that's the purpose. I'm not responding. Noise level is just very high. Anyone else for the net, Wednesday night Liberty net call now? Okay, I'm not hearing nothing, Mr. Bob, so I guess we'll take it back to the top, which goes to myself, I guess. Well, let's see. Off of Becker News, which this report is on many different other websites, so but it just depends on where I pull it up from at the time when I bookmark it, if I can get a good signal here. But this is off of Becker News. FDA issues recall on defective COVID test made by world's largest manufacturer of rapid tests. Oh, now they tell you they're going to recall the test because of, you know, they're not worthy. They're defective. They're junk. Let's see, how many other ways do I need to put it? I've been griping to everybody on this net for many years, for the last 2 years, when it comes, well, ever since this China 19 virus came out, I've been emphasizing to everybody that these tests are falsified and they're manipulated to one end to the other. Well, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Food and Drug Administration issued a class 1 recall for a defective COVID-19 China virus rapid test that had been benchmarked for testing in the United States and continues an alarming trend of problems with China COVID tests in the United States. The FDA has classified the recall of the test as a class 1 recall, the most serious type of recall. The government agency said the FDA also has issued warning letters to Innova Medical Group Incorporated. Innova described itself as the world's largest manufacturer of rapid antigen tests and leader of the China 19 testing solution globally. The FDA stated the reason for the China 19 COVID test recall, Innova Medical Group is recalling its SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid, test. The labeling just distributed throughout certain configurations of the test includes performance claims it did not actually inflict the performance established observed during the clinical studies of the test. The performance characteristics of this test have not been adequately established, presenting a risk of false results. False negative results may lead to delay diagnosis or inappropriate treatment of COVID, which may cause patients harm, including serious illnesses and death. So there you have it, guys. I've been telling everybody that you can't test it. When people took the Coca-Cola test and Coca-Cola had the virus in it, grapefruit juice, they did so many different tests on this, and they found it was not accurate to begin with. And yet, we've been going through this for the last, year now or more? And now they're recalling it. So how do we know there's even a COVID variant of any kind? So just something to think about, guys, because there it is, right in front of you. And if you ever believed in the FDA to begin with, well, you need to think twice. Hey, this is KG4ZXE in the Rotocross state of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and that's what I wanted to sum up the afternoon with. So let's take it down to Mr. Bob K8JOY. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZXE, this is KJOY. I first want to reach out to Dean. and thank him for his service. Mr. Dean, I've got 13 years in fire and rescue and 30 years in law enforcement, and I'm going to pull the plug in about 2 months. So, again, thank you for serving to the state side. So basically, your military serves overseas, and we serve on this side of the line. So thank you, sir. And you mentioned about people, these trainees and all these people that are butthurt. Well, what about this Olympic star? She decides to step down because she says there's just too much going on in her mind. She's upset that there's not enough people in the stands. It's just too hard. It's too hard to be an athlete for the Olympics. It's too hard. Well, it took away a spot from somebody else that probably really wanted it and probably deserved it. But no, this female's all butthurt over it. Let's see. Before I go to my article, the other thing was we were talking about the officers at Ashley Babbitt. There's a video recording. Amazingly enough, it's an Antifa that was recording. There are three Capitol Police officers behind her, just kind of mulling around, not doing much, not stopping her from trying to enter that doorway. They're just there when that black lieutenant with cufflinks, which is pretty interesting, he has cufflinks. So he's got to be one of the pretty boys, fired that shot. It's also been reported that this is the same officer, the same lieutenant, that left his loaded firearm in a crap house after doing his business and wiping, and he left his firearm loaded in a restroom. So, interesting how we can get all the truth about this. They just don't want to let us have it. So my article is a local, Middle Cleveland, Ohio. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants to abolish the U.S. car seal system during a campaign event in the Ohio Congress candidate, Nina Turner. Mr. Jesse, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the car seal system?
Say that again, Bob.
What is the car seal system? C-A-R-C-R-A-L. And I don't blame you if you don't know it.
Actually, I am unaware of it, sir.
Well, that's the interesting part, Mr. Jesse. The car seal system, C-A-R-C-E-R-A-L, is the jail and the prison system. Car seal is a term that's from back in England during the Robert Peel days. It's a term that nobody would really know. Most likely, prison guards and law enforcement, we've heard the term, but we don't use the term. So, Joe Bag of Donuts has got no idea. There she is. We need to do away. We need to abolish that. Can you imagine all the Democrats that are going, yeah, let's do away with that, yeah! And they don't even know what it is. She wants to abolish the carceral system that is designed to trap black and brown men. The Democratic Socialists pulled a rally at Turner supporters in Cleveland. I want justice, I want peace, and I want prosperity. Well, young lady, if you have criminals running loose, you're not going to have peace. You're going to have people like that congresswoman that got her butt whipped from your, I'm certain, was a black male that accosted her. But that's just a personal opinion. You're not going to have peace. And justice? How can there be justice? If you let all these criminals run loose, they're going to take lives. Just this weekend alone, 33 people were shot in Chicago. 7 died. Nobody's screaming about that. I guess that way we save Social Security money. There's no peace and there's no justice if you don't take the bad people off the street and put them in jail. It's not a prejudice system. You commit a crime, you gotta do the time. It's just the way it's done. Supporting Turner, a progressive former state senator and co-chair of the U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign. He's running for the 11th Congressional District, a seat that was vacated by U.S. Representative Marsha Butt, who became the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development March. Now I'm going to tell you what, Marsha Butt is a black woman who hates white people, and she loves passing out our money. So, this is an interesting... Alexandra Cortez seems to have a couple of these prisoners go to her house, maybe live with her. Hell, maybe they show her what a garbage disposal is. This is a woman that didn't know what a garbage disposal is. So somebody looked up long and hard to find that term, carceral. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, I'll pass it back to you. KG4ZX in the seat, KHLY.
Hey, real, very good. Yeah, Bob, I remember reading about it, but you're right. It's not a word that is distinctively known by most people. It is one of those words they pull up out of the archives just to try to make themselves look impressive when they have no idea what half of the words they dang use means as well. But you're absolutely correct. Thank you, Mr. Bob, and thank you for running the Net Logger tonight. I'd like to go ahead before I move on. I'd like to thank Miss Laura, N2IRJ, and Miss Laura, N2JTTF, and Mr. Marty, our net manager. Thank you guys for being there. And good to hear everybody tonight. The band is not the greatest, but appreciate it. Moving down back to the next on the list, it's going to be Kilo Charlie 3, PTC, Protect the Constitution. Mr. Tim, what you got for round two, sir?
Hey, first off, I want to let everybody know that N3 Whiskey Papa Delta loved the net disabled. He just has to start an early day, so he wanted to make sure that I extend the N3 to everybody. And I'm sure he'll be back again. He's probably going to be more a Saturday night guy than a weeknight guy, but yeah, he texted me and said, Tim, I absolutely love this net. So I'm sure we'll hear from him again, and hopefully we can make sure that So we're going to relay that to you. I want to thank everybody tonight. I got an early day myself tomorrow, so I hope we get to the bottom of this Ashley Babbitt thing. I'm still not convinced it's that lieutenant. I'm convinced that the FBI or the CIA is somehow involved in it. I'm sorry. The FBI is getting too big for its britches, and you don't ever hear anything about the CIA like you shouldn't. But, it sounds like an inside job to me. Good evening to everybody, 73 out there. I love this net. I wish I could keep my eyelids open and finish it out. But I'm going to leave it here, and God bless everybody. God bless America. Keep your powder dry. And this is KC3, Protect the Constitution, saying 73.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Oh, good golly, I done lost my logger here. It went down again. All right, thank you, Mr. Tim. Good to have you aboard tonight. And, yeah, I know the work schedule for this week is coming up quick, so I understand you got to get out of here. Hey, well, take care, Mr. Tim. Good to have you in your input, sir. And I want you to come back Saturday night and the band will be a lot better. So, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, Protect the Constitution. Still love that call. Great. 73's Mr. Tim. All right, moving down to Mr. Frank, W2GIO, out of New York. Take it away, Mr. Frank.
Okay, W2GIO, and I'm enjoying some ice cream and getting ready to hit the sack. So I'm going to make this my last transmission. And there is good news today, and really good news, and that is that God loves us. And that's really good news. So back to you, Jesse, 84ZAC, W2GIO.
Okay, very good there, Mr. Frank. And, hey, enjoy that ice cream. That really sounds good right about now because I could probably go for a dose of it myself. All right, 73's Mr. Frank. Always good to hear you, sir, and appreciate you being there. W2GIO out of Fishkill, New York, Clearwood, Mr. Frank. All right, November 3, Whiskey Papa Delta. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pick you up from Thornton right now, but we're going to try to get you back in here. Mr. Dean, if you're still with us, sir, I'm going to give you a try to see if I can copy you on my own. So, Mr. Dean, go ahead and make a transmission, sir.
Jesse, Kim said he checked out. That was the gentleman that he said had to leave early.
Oh, okay. Roger, roger. I was, must have been looking for that one article I was trying to bring back up. I don't know where it is, but no, Mr. Dean is not there then, so he checked out. November 3, Whiskey Papa Delta. Thanks for being there, Mr. Dean, if you're still monitoring. Clear with him. And it goes down to Mr. Bill. Kilo... K04FE, K04FE, Mr. Bill, it goes down to you, sir. Go ahead and take it away.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from K04FE. Okay, Jesse. Well, got a little more on this circus that happened the other day in the Congress. This is off Zero Hedge headline, Capitol police officer who gave emotional January 6th testimony as anti-Trump and defended the Kenosha riots. The crybaby Capitol police officer who gave emotional testimony during which he claimed he was more frightened during the January 6th riot than during his deployment in Iraq has a history of anti-Trump statements and supported the BLM riot in Kenosha. Well, imagine my shock. Harry Dunn made headlines yesterday after giving teary-eyed testimony, which he claimed he was called the N-word by a Trump supporter while on patrol on that infamous day. Yeah, some woman in a pink MAGA hat called him the N-word. I guess that's too much for him. Dunn also asserted that he was more frightened of Trump supporters than any insurgents, terrorists, or IEDs he may have risked encountering while stationed in Iraq. However, it's now come to light that Dunn tacitly praised the Black Lives Matter riots in Kenosha that caused $2 million in property damage and destroyed a community. He said, why is murder an appropriate response to property damage, but property damage isn't an appropriate response to murder? Dunn responded to a Tucker Carlson tweet last August. The officer also referred to President Trump as the racist in chief while praising Ilhan Omar, the Hamas apologist, the Muslim, that Muslim woman. Dunn also criticized members of the Trump's administration for covering for the president and regularly hassled Fox News' Laura Ingraham and Carlson. Just a couple weeks before he gave his testimony, Dunn also cheered on known Russian hoaxer Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell for telling the so-called truth about the Capitol riot and condemned Fox News for not having him as a guest, wrote Jordan Davidson. And there it shows his posts. And crybaby cop Dunn and the crybaby Congressman Kinziger are on a first-name basis and comment on each other's personal social media postings. It's all theater. All this underscores the fact that Dunn's testimony was completely biased and based on his own extreme prejudice, while his crocodile tears were likely nothing more than a pantomime performance for the cameras. Yeah, it's all fraud. He's congratulating Adam Kinziger, that useless, weak cock. Okay, here's another story. Gateway Pundit. PayPal partnering with Anti-Defamation League to share info with law enforcement to determine who can use their services. So I guess if you got a PayPal account, the ADL wants PayPal to give the information to law enforcement. It says PayPal is partnering with the Anti-Defamation League. That's a far-left group which claims to defend Jews, although they don't really defend all Jews, but they claim that. Partnership was announced on Monday with the companies claiming they were going to quote, investigate how extremists and hate movements in the United States take advantage of financial platforms to fund their criminal activities, according to a report from Reuters. Of course, the ADL has been known to brand anyone who supports Donald Trump or holds views to the right of Karl Marx as an extremist. The initiative will be led through the ADL Center on Extremism and will focus on uncovering and disrupting the financial flows supporting white supremacists and anti-government organizations, the report continued. It will also look at network spreading and profiting from anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, anti-immigrant, anti-black, anti-Hispanic, and anti-Asian bigotry. Well, they got everybody in there except they don't worry about anti-white activity. No shocker there. PayPal said that the user data collected through initiatives will be shared with other firms in the financial industry, law enforcement, and politicians. You know, this is ridiculous. PayPal is a private company, and they're handing over information, people's private information, to politicians, police, and other people in the financial industry. What the hell kind of nonsense is that? They said, we're hoping to have an impact on fighting hatred and extremism, which sadly seems to be surging in the society across the globe. Aaron, I can't pronounce his name, it's spelled K-A-R-C-Z-M-R, Karsmer or something. PayPal's chief risk officer and executive vice president said in an interview with Reuters, as the son of a Holocaust survivor, there we go again, using the Holocaust to justify Marxism, I know all too well the real world impact that can come from hatred and extremist groups. Wonder if he knows anything about the world impact that can come from communism. Probably a red diaper baby. We have a unique opportunity to further understand how hate spreads and develop key insights that will inform the efforts of the financial industry, law enforcement, and our communities in mitigating extremist threats, said Jonathan Greenblatt, ADL CEO. I'd be willing to bet that 90% of the people they end up giving out their private information aren't even involved in anything threatening. They just have a different opinion from the ADL. So anyway, there you go, Jesse. We got PayPal giving off information to the ADL, to the police, to the politicians. I mean, this is turning into like, even 1984 didn't, I don't think they had it locked down like these guys want to have it. So anyway, back to you, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, yeah, very good there, Bill. And, yeah, wow. You know, it's amazing. This is what kind of state we're in right now. And everybody has seen it with their own eyes, and I know it is unbelievable, the status of this country and what we're dealing with. But very good, Bill. You know, I was looking for this one article, and I think they took it down because they didn't want people to understand about a couple things. But the story I was looking for was 12 out of 17 of the FBI agents were FBI agents who staged a coup plot about kidnapping the Michigan governor, I guess, Whitmore or whatever her name is. I wanted to bring that up. I just could not find it. And if you happen to stumble on it, let me know where it was at, because they took it down. But thanks, Bill. Appreciate you being there tonight. KO4FE and the Wednesday Night Wednesday Net. This is KG4ZX NSC. Jesse out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. And moving down the list, KE4BFR out of, that's Mr. Michael out of North Carolina, is no longer with us. It goes down to Mr. Larry. I'm going to see if Mr. Larry's with us, if he's available to make any kind of transmission. So, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ out of Tennessee, you still with us, sir, or you still busy? Okay, I'm assuming Mr. Larry still got his hands full, so he's still in listening mode, guys. So that's N4ROQ out of Tennessee. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, out of Michigan, Mr. Clint. You got anything you want to sum it up for tonight, sir? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. Clint as well. So if you're there, Mr. Clint, the noise has got you. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, thanks for being there tonight, Mr. Clint, anyway. And I appreciate you being there. It goes back to the top of the list. And it looks like it's the 73 round, ladies and gentlemen, so I did not bring up the article that I was looking for. I thought I'd bookmarked it, but unfortunately I didn't. But hey, here's a feel-good story right here, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's off 100%fedup.com. I feel amazing. Trump supporter wins appeal to allow Annie Biden signs on her lawn after state Supreme Court ruling. A New Jersey woman won her appeal in a case where she is allowed to have Annie Biden protest signs up plus Trump signs on her lawn. The New Jersey Supreme Court ruled in her favor, saying this is a First Amendment issue. The Daily Mail reported that the New Jersey Supreme Court vacated a municipal judge's decision ordering Andrea Dick of Roselle Park, New Jersey, to remove three profane anti-Biden, pro-Trump signs on her lawn or face a $250 fine or jail time. You know, this is quite obvious that we all know what the First Amendment is. Well, most of us do. Evidently, the Democrats don't, because they're trying to jam everything down our throats. Anyway, this sign has been hanging since Memorial Day. Neighbors complained about the obscene language and gestures near a school. One of the signs showed Trump extending both middle fingers over the word F. Biden. So, anyway, after the ACL in New Jersey, the shocking challenge by the judge ruling on behalf of Andrea Dick and her mother, who lived at the Roselle Park home, New Jersey Supreme Court just ruled to allow Dick to continue to display her signs. So, you know, it's about time somebody is starting to recognize it, and this particular judge in particular has actually noticed that it is a violation of her First Amendment right, and I am grateful for that. And if you guys didn't hear about the little town out in the middle of nowhere that they were trying to take their flags away from his diner by making it mandate that he remove them from his business. And this is the American flag. I cannot recall where that was located, but it's somewhere out in small town USA. Actually, I was thinking Sean Hannity actually was covering that story, but I ain't got a lot to say for Sean Hannity. All right, this is KG4ZX Tennessee in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and let's take it down to Mr. Bob for his final thoughts on the 73 round. So take it away, Mr. Bob, K8JOY.
All right, Mr. Jesse. I do spend a lot more of my time watching Newsmax. Rob, Greg Kelly, I especially like. He served in the United States Air Force. And Grant Stinchfield. I spend a lot of time watching those three. So I have an article from Virginia. Woodbridge, Virginia. A Virginia woman fatally shot a masked man who was armed and standing out front of her house early Thursday, investigators said. The Prince William County Police said the 44-year-old woman was leaving her house when she noticed a man approaching her from the side of her house, masked. The woman who was armed shot the man. The woman was not injured. Investigators are working to determine why the man was there. They do not believe it was random. No charges are expected to be filed against the woman as the shooting was ruled justifiable. I've not found anything else more about this. Kind of interesting. In Ohio, it has to be entering your house. So Virginia must be a little different. But thought that was interesting. And Jesse, I'm going to do the same as you did. I got a feel-good article. Add cinnamon to your coffee. Want to add even more antioxidants to your coffee and control your blood sugar? I thought so. How exactly does that do that? How exactly does one do that? It's simple. Just add a pinch of cinnamon to your cup of coffee. Interestingly, cinnamon has a fairly long history of use as both a spice and a medicine. While it can be used at any time of the year, it no doubt tastes better during the cold winter months. And cinnamon itself has been linked to numerous health benefits. One of the most important is the lowering of blood glucose levels after meal. And in those with type 2 diabetes, cinnamon has been linked to lower serum glucose levels and an important lipid profile. And it tastes Christmassy. Kind of an interesting little article and came across it. Sometimes we have so much negativity, I thought I'd throw that in. So, Mr. Jesse, again, thank you for being our deck controller tonight. I will definitely ride out till the end. But good evening to you, KG4CX Tennessee, KHOY.
Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa.
Okay, Roger. Stand by, Bob. Whiskey 2, Mike Papa, I believe. Give me that call again to make sure I got you correct.
Whiskey 0, Michael Papa. Whiskey 0, Mike Papa. Mike in Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota.
Okay, I think we got it. Whiskey 0, Mike Papa out of Minnesota. What was the name up there, sir?
Name is Mike Indian Kilowatt Echo.
Oh, okay. Roger, Mike. It's coming down to the wire. Would you like to go ahead and make a transmission, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to say hello to Robert and everyone on the radio. Here's a funny story I thought of. I was looking through the different news. This is from Fox News, which I don't have much research. Biden claimed he used to drive an 18-wheeler. And I'm trying to sum it up here quick. He was in a truck facility in Pennsylvania. He's driven a massive truck before, which requires a special license. I used to one situation from December 1973 that showed Biden rode an 18-wheeler on a 536-mile trip road to Ohio. But Fox spokesperson on President Trump is noting that riding in a truck is not the same as driving one. And apparently Biden's having some moments of
very good. W0, Mike Papa. Hi, Mr. Michael. Hey, thanks for coming by with that piece of information. Yeah, I read the story, but I didn't get into it because I was thinking, boy, this guy is really senile. And it is amazing to me that this guy is recollecting things that never even happened. Yeah, he must have remembered that from his past life, I guess, is what you would say. But this guy's a complete joke. And you know what's going to be bad? They're going to get him out of office in the next couple weeks, I believe. I think it's going to be less than a month, and they're going to say he's unfit for office. And then they're going to put another misfit in there called Harris. So I don't know what the heck is going to happen, but we all know there's nothing more than a three-ring circus here going on between her, Pelosi, and Harris. Biden is lost it completely at this point. And this is what we have run our country. The Chinese is laughing at us from head to toe. Hey, thanks, sir, and appreciate you being there, to Mr. Mike. And hey, have a great day out of Minnesota. I'm sorry, I thought it was Michigan there, but Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, 73, and thanks for being there.
Right, sure. All right, 73. Good night,
W0MP. All right, clear with W0MP. Who was the other station?
White check.
Say again, sir.
White check.
Okay, give me a call.
N4XYC, November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. My name is John. I'm located in Tennessee.
Okay, John, we got you. November 4, XYC. Good evening, sir. You got a few minutes, and I'm going to let the one guy take over his turn, and I'll come back to you if you're going to stick around.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, roger, roger. I'm out of Tennessee. That's November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. I'll be back to you. KO4FE, Mr. Bill, what you got for the sum it up for tonight, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Jesse, thanks for running the net. First off, under less than optimal conditions, but I did hear most of the stations. Well, here I got a couple stories to finish off tonight. This is Gateway Pundit. Representatives Gates, Gomer, Gosar, and Green to hold press conference at DOJ demanding answers on inhumane treatment of January 6th political prisoners. As the story says, Representatives Gates, Gomer, Gosar, and Green are going to hold a press conference at the Department of Justice on Tuesday demanding answers on the inhumane treatment of the January 6th political prisoners. Goes on to, let's see, they're demanding answers from Attorney General Merrick Garland on the status of January 6th prisoners and related investigations. Last week, Representatives Gates, Green, Gohmert, and Gosar sent a letter to AG Merrick Garland requesting a meeting to discuss unanswered questions related to the treatment of January 6th prisoners. And it says Gateway Pundit reported last week the January 6th protesters held in Washington, D.C., just miles from the White House, are being brutally beaten, stripped, abused, and humiliated by their guards. One prisoner lost his eye in a beating. So at least we got a few congressmen with at least a modicum of guts to at least check on these people. I mean, it's really an outrage considering how they let off the Antifa rioters. And hang on, I got a phone call coming in that I have to take. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, KO4FE.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, go ahead and answer that phone, and I'll come back to you, Bill. All right, let's go down to the logger again, and let's see. That was KO4FE. And, excuse me, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, are you still with us, sir? Okay, I'm not hearing nothing from Mr. Larry, so we're going to go down to November 4, X-Ray Yankee Charlie. Mr. John out of Tennessee, come on in, sir.
Yeah, okay, Jeff, good evening to you and to everyone on the net. I would like to share some Patriot reference resources. I'd like to talk about some of the YouTube type channels that aren't YouTube. YouTube is becoming more and more censored every day, and the remaining patriots that are on YouTube have to walk on eggshells. And there's still a few of them on there. I'd like for everybody to get their pencil and paper out and write some of these resources down. One is Reed Hendricks. Reed Hendricks, and that's spelled with an H instead of a K. It's Reed Hendricks, and he has he is a retired Illinois police officer. He didn't retire, but he's a former Illinois police officer and high school school teacher in Illinois. He moved to Tennessee and opened up a firing range called Valor Ridge. And he's on YouTube, so you can find him as Reed Hendricks in Valor Ridge. And he's a great patriot. Let me let it drop a minute. And I'd like to share a couple of websites that are very similar to YouTube, but are not censored like YouTube is. Number one is called BitChute, and I'll spell that out. It's Bravo India Tango, Charlie Hotel Uniform Tango Echo, BitChute.com. And you'll find a lot of Patriot discussion on that website. And the other one is Rumble. That's Rumble.com, and it is like a YouTube. It is Romeo Uniform Mike Bravo Lima Echo, Rumble.com. And so this is N4XYC, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Thank you there, sir. And yeah, Rumble is a good one, and some of the other ones, I think you said BitChute. Yeah, there's a lot of good places to get information from without going to YouTube, because I will not use YouTube. I do not use Facebook. I do not use Twitter, because we all know how conformant they are and how much involvement they have with the U.S. federal government at this point. So it's always good to know these different avenues of where to get information from. Thank you there, Mr. John. Thank you for your input, and hope to hear you back Saturday night, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. And I want your call down. Is it ZX-ray Charlie? ZXC?
Yes, it's Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie.
Okay, very good. Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Alright, well, come back when you can, and let's see if Mr. Bill is back, and we'll clear with November 4 X-ray Yankee Charlie out of Tennessee. That's Mr. John. Thank you again. Let's see, KL4FE, are you done, sir? Alright, I guess Mr. Bill is still on the phone. Let's take it down one last time to see if Mr. Larry, if he's still with us. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, you got anything you would like to add tonight, sir? Hearing nothing from Mr. Larry, that's N4ROQ. Hey, before we shut the window on tonight's net, I want to bring up the story I've been looking for all evening long. So listen to this. And this is off of Gateway Pundits, but they made it cleverly known that they was going to hide it because probably they were told to hide it. The FBI used at least 12 informants in Michigan Whitmire's kidnapping case. There are 6 defendants and 12 FBI agent informants. Nothing to see here. Move along, they say. In October 2020, the FBI announced during a press conference that the twerk, a plot that so-called right-wing media to kidnap the kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I don't know how you want to say her name, but it all sounds dorky if you ask me, and overthrow the United States government. Yep, the FBI became aware of the plot discussion on social media. However, they decided to pull the trigger in October, right before the presidential election, and raid the home of 6 men. One of these men arrested in the plot was Trump-hating anarchist, and another was a Black Lives Matter activist. But then candidate Creepy Joe O'Biden and the media still blame Trump. It is previously reported that the ringleader of this plot of kidnappers was an FBI informant. Yes, FBI informant. He was planted into the group and was one who pushed the entire plan. Now it turns out the FBI used at least 12 informants in this kidnapping case. So basically, the entire plot was cooked up by executives by the FBI informant and a few unsuspecting patsies were dragged into the scheme. So there you have it, guys. I mean, if you can't trust the FBI, who can we trust? And I'll leave it with that, ladies and gentlemen. And this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I'm going to go ahead and make a call to Mr. Bob and anyone else out there. Does anyone else on the frequency like to check in or make a comment before we get ready to shut it down? Call now.
Let me shout out to Mr. Mike up in Minnesota and see if he's got any final thoughts. But I noticed he checked out of the net logger. So Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, Mr. Mike, any final thoughts? Yeah, I think he turned the switch off, Mr. Jesse. I saw that night on, I want to say, on Greg Kelly's show about how it's kind of like the FBI says, hey, let's expound on this plot so it diverts people's attention. And there's more of the FBI agents in the plot scheme than there are Joe Bags of Donuts. Over.
I have a final thought, Robert.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't quite done. Picking up on the key there, I was trying to get the call and messing up. So anyway, I find it interesting. protest. Then we have a lot of peaceful protesting going on. Anyway, we have these riots, and we were told that it was okay. You know, people were mad. And if you're mad, you can do that. As long as you're mad. Especially if you're mad at the police. It's okay to go and take TVs from Target and take them home. And wherever else they stole from, I'm sure Target was just one of them. And I'm not excusing what happened at the Capitol, but why is the Capitol such a huge issue? And we talk about them being run that way, but the press and the people in government talk about them being rioters that were trying to overthrow the government and all this stuff. Okay, fine. So they were dangerous. They were bad. Then why are these people that are burning down cities, why are they not included in the inappropriate protest method? Why is that okay? Why, that's the question. Why? Why do we let that go on? We're going to say it's not okay to be upset about the outcome of the election. I don't agree with the tactics that were had, but still, why is that such an issue? But burning our cities to the ground is not an issue. That's okay. You just have to be mad. So if I get a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or whatever from the police, as long as I'm mad, I go to my local Target and steal a big screen TV. I just can't do anything at the Capitol because then I'll be prosecuted. But as long as I'm not at the Capitol, I'm okay. That's my thought. You know, why? I guess I've rehashed that enough. But anyway, that's my final thought, Robert. Send me through on peace.
Well, that is a good final thought. And if there was that Jim George from Ohio, the Republican congressman, he would have asked questions like that. But Nancy Pelosi didn't want him to ask questions like that. And he would have definitely asked about Ashley Babbitt. But that's why this is just an orchestrated little zoo, over.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like I said, I don't agree with what they did. But because they're Trump supporters, they'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But if they're mad at the police, and storm the Capitol because they're mad at the police, then we would say, well, that's okay. They're just angry. It's the police's fault. It's society's fault. It's white people's fault. So they just have to say that they stormed the Capitol because they're mad at the police, and they'll all be let go.
Well, a good example is the guy that's recording the actual shot that gets fired against Ashley Babbitt is an Antifa participant. So Antifa and Black Lives Matter was in the mix causing trouble way more than Trump supporters.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's amazing the double standard. And, if the Trump supporters did something wrong, then they need to be held accountable. But if, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and we're protesting the police, then it's going to burn down the city. But it's really amazing. I don't, it's kind of like we were talking about earlier on the other group. If I want something that's not mine, I should be able to take it. Me wanting it is enough of a reason to violate someone else's property rights and take something from them because I want it. I shouldn't have to pay for it. I want it. That's all the reason. And we're just having this backwards, upside down world. Very, very bizarre. You can't make sense of it. We can sit here and talk to the next 5 hours about this, but the reason we keep talking about it is because it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense how that can occur. But yet it's occurring, and I think we're just in a backwards world right now. And hopefully, in about 18 months or whatever, hopefully that's going to change. Or maybe not 18 months, maybe it's not even that long, but hopefully that'll change, and we'll take people like AOC, and they'll still be in office, and so will Omar and all the other people in the squad or whatever they call them, but they will be neutered. They will be neutered, so they can't do anything except garbage and not have any political power. But it's going to take voting and people getting out to vote. Otherwise, it's not going to change. So hopefully people see what's going on and get angry because we're angry, but we need a lot of other people to get angry too. that anchor out to the bound box and pick this up. W0MP.
Mr. Mike, let me pass it up to Mr. Jess for his thoughts, and we're probably going to close the window on this net. KC4,
the X in the C. Hey, very good, and yeah, you're on the money there, Mr. Michael, with the zero, Mike Papa. Yeah, I was going to ask you a question, but my brain is going 100 miles an hour, and what I was getting ready to ask you has come and gone, I guess you could say. But very good. Hey, thanks for your input, sir, and very good signal coming in out of Michigan tonight, and Minnesota. I'll get it right here in a minute. Very good signal coming out of Minnesota, sir, and thanks for being there and supporting us here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Hey, this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, almost about midnight. So does anyone else have any gripes, moans, groans, or concerns, or anything they would like to add before we shut the net down tonight? Please call now. All right, I'm hearing nothing, Mr. Bob, so like I was getting ready to say, I'd like to thank each and every one who's participated in tonight's Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, Jesse out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again, thanking everybody who's checked in tonight. K8JOY, thank you, Bob, for running the net blogger and everything. Mr. Marty into IRJ, Miss Laura into JTT, also KC3 Papa Tango Charlie, Protect the Constitution, Timothy, out of Pennsylvania. Also W2GIO, thanks for being there. N3 Whiskey Papa Delta, also thank you, sir, for coming by there, Mr. Dean. Hope to hear you again. KF4FE, Mr. Bill, I know you got a phone call, but thanks for everything, and always a pleasure. K4BFR out of North Carolina. Sorry we couldn't copy you tonight because the band condition was so bad, Mr. Michael, but good to hear you check in with us as well. K4BFR, that was, Mr. Michael. N4RRQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. We're going to keep Mr. Larry and his family in our thoughts and prayers. Hope you guys have a great night down there, sir, and hope to hear you soon. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo out of Michigan, Mr. Clint, good to hear you. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa. Mike, thanks for being there from Minnesota. N4XYC, also out of Mr. John out of Tennessee. So I'd like to close the door on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and thanks to each and every one for your participation. And I'd like to thank our founding father, which is now a silent key, W1WCR, and we appreciate each and every one of you. With that, Mr. Bob, you have the final say, so the net is yours to close the window.
All right, Jesse, I'll give it back to you for the ribbon. As Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calabas a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Key, W1WCR Victor, W9FAM Vern, KE8INE Jim, KN4CF Robert, November 3, Golf Victor Alpha Mike, W2WCW Frank, W8FTV Harvey, K4TAR Harrison, KB2DYD Dennis, KE2LO Eugene, and KI2J Mr. Mike. It is my prayer and Jesse's prayer for God to bless this great country. With that being said, God bless the ones that are still listening. This is KHLY passing it back to KG4ZX Tennessee for the final bow.
All right, thank you, Bob, and I appreciate everything you do for this great net and what you have done for this to serve our country as well. And take care, Bob. And 73 is to each and every one of you. And God bless this great country, and God save America, because we need it, guys. With that, this is KG4ZXD, and we're shutting the door on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net on 7/28/2021. It is 11:58 p.m. or 23:58, whichever you prefer, here on the East Coast. And I'll say 73s. God bless each and every one, and God save America. 73s off.